And good afternoon, and we're going to continue our interview as a part of this extended news at noon. And we want to make sure that we get information to you. That's what this is all about right now, and making sure that you have the important information that is not only vital to you, but to your families as well. Today with me is Secretary Teresa Miller, the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services. That's the department who has put up this particular survey called Access to Food Survey. So first of all, Secretary Miller, thank you very much for your time today. I know we're all kind of scattered and remote, and so we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us on the phone.
Absolutely. I'm happy to join you.
And so could you explain to us first, what is this Access to Food Survey that we can fill out online?
Sure. So let me start by just talking a little bit about our feeding task force, and that's where this survey really originated. So we know that the pandemic has caused many people and families to find that they are suddenly food insecure and need assistance. So we operationalized our feeding task force during this emergency. And this task force is comprised of public, private, nonprofit partners from across the state. So we have actually a number of agencies in addition to the Department of Human Services that are part of the Governor's Food Security Partnership, which is actually an ongoing effort around food security. But we are partnering now with the Salvation Army, with Feeding PA, and the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association. And this task force is really a centralized hub where we can determine where our needs are, how many meals are needed, how we're getting food to people, and how we're connecting volunteers to help our charitable food networks across Pennsylvania. So to make sure that we can do this work and do it effectively, the task force developed this food access survey that you mentioned. And the purpose of this survey is really to determine areas where individuals or families may be having trouble accessing food and to really be able to identify areas of high need. And if I can I talk a little bit about where people can find this survey?
Yes, please. Please do.
So the survey is available at bit.ly/PA Food Needs. That's capital PA, capital F for food, and N for needs. So we are encouraging Pennsylvanians to fill out the survey. Let us know if they're having trouble accessing food due to COVID-19, if they're caring for children or an older loved one, and the county and zip code in which they live. Individuals that complete the survey will then be directed towards their local 211 for connections to community-based resources. They can get information related to SNAP benefits. That's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that helps get food to people. They can use their benefits to purchase food in the grocery store or farmer's market. And they can get other important COVID-19 information by completing that survey.
Secretary, what would you tell people who are in this for the first time? Let me just put it that way. You know, maybe 2 months ago, they had never been in a position where they were food insecure. And now maybe possibly they were laid off, or the money's just not coming in right now, but the bills are due. And this is a big factor for people. And that can be an emotional roller coaster to be in this position where they weren't 2 months ago. So what would you say to those individuals who are a little sheepish or a little nervous about trying to fill something like this out?
Sure. So I would say, you know, we absolutely appreciate that there are people who, for the first time, are finding themselves needing food, not being able to pay rent. And to those families, I would say, that's why we're here. The Pennsylvania Department of Human Services is here for everyone in Pennsylvania. We're here to make sure that you have your food needs met, and we want to get you connected to resources that can help address those needs. So I know that some people don't want to accept help, and they want to do everything on their own, but this is a time where we all need to come together, and we need to be there for each other, and the governor and all of us who work for him are committed to doing everything we can to helping all Pennsylvanians who are finding themselves struggling today where, you know, they may never have before in their lives, and that is truly why we're here. And we really encourage folks to fill out this survey because it will help us help you It also will help us know where, generally speaking, in Pennsylvania, where our needs are. So our goal is to get as many people who have food needs as possible to fill out the survey, because as those responses grow, the Feeding Task Force then will be able to do a better job of addressing gaps in food access needs. So if we can get a sense of what's happening across Pennsylvania, and we know that we may have certain geographic areas where the needs are just greater because we're seeing more of these surveys in certain areas, and we are getting donations, and the task force really helps coordinate donations and resources and then directs them towards partners like our food banks and other charitable organizations like the Salvation Army that then distribute these resources in local communities. So we are really just kind of a coordinating hub and trying to make sure we're getting all the resources that we have to the areas that need it most. So that's, I know no one wants to ask for help, but we really are here to help, and we have resources that we can bring to bear and can get out to local communities, and so we really encourage people to fill out this survey.
It is a very simple survey, and I'm not going to go through every question, but folks, when you get online to fill this out, you can just simply click a button and answer those questions. You'll be asked, is it difficult to feed your family, and one of the reasons why, and you can click that and continue on going down. Just what, 3 or 4 or 5 different questions, excuse me, possibly, and then you would put your area where you live, of course, for us, Butler County. So if you are having some needs right now, this is one avenue that you can go down to let the state know of where the need is. And so, and end up getting help, of course, in the end. But Secretary, if you could help us define just the one question, if you don't mind, because the very first question is, has this situation made it difficult for you to feed your family? And so that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Some people will automatically say yes, because we don't even know if we have lunch in the house. I mean, there's just not a meal here in the house. And then there are some people who are so used to, I'll just try to put it politely, but the abundance that is out there, that by making sacrifices of not getting the cookies and chips right now may be something that they feel is hard to feed. So what would you be, what, how could you describe to somebody what it means, has it made it difficult for you to feed your family right now?
When we talk about food insecurity, we often talk about not knowing where your next meal is going to come from. And, you know, for a lot of us, we don't worry. We have, you know, food in our refrigerators. We know, I know that I can go downstairs and get lunch and I'll have dinner. But if you're not sure and you don't have money to go to the grocery store, or you don't have a fridge stocked, and you're not sure what you're going to have for lunch or for dinner, or you really can't think a couple days ahead and you're not sure what you're going to be able to feed your family tomorrow or the next day, I mean, that you definitely have food needs in that case, and we want to hear about it. So if you're just not sure how you're going to feed your family, please fill out that survey and let us make sure that we're getting resources to you and helping you put food in your refrigerator and make sure you can feed your family.
Two more quick questions for you, Secretary. One is, if the state is collecting some information, will that information be used anywhere else?
This information is really going to be used during the emergency to make sure that we can get information out to people. We don't plan to use this information anywhere else. This will just be to help make sure that we're getting food to people. And again, for the most part, what we're doing with individual responses is sending them to 211 to help connect them to local resources. For us, this information at the Feeding Task Force level is really to look broadly at Pennsylvania and see where we have gaps and where we need to be directing resources.
And is there a deadline for this survey to be filled out? And that question can be asked, I think, almost at any time that you have a survey that is online for people to fill out. But right now, there's such an unknown at when normalcy returns, when we get things back in action. So how long will this survey be up, and how long will you be using it? How long do you need us to go ahead and fill it out? Should we do this immediately, or can we wait for a couple of weeks?
You know, I would say if you've got food needs, fill it out now. That will give us the information we need to make sure we are targeting resources appropriately across the state. But also, I expect we're going to have this survey out there while this pandemic continues and while people, and of course, we know we have the pandemic, but we also have the economic impact of all of the mitigation efforts that we are all undertaking. And so I don't think we plan to take this survey down anytime soon, because even when we get through kind of all these mitigation efforts, I think we are going to see people, like you said, people that maybe never before have experienced food insecurity, who, because they've lost their jobs and because there just aren't jobs out there, may be struggling for some time. So I expect this survey will be out there for a while, but if people have food needs today, please don't wait. Please go on, fill out the survey, so we can get that information, so we can make sure we're targeting resources where they need to go.
Again, this is the Access to Food Survey, something that you can fill out if you feel that you are having a need right now in accessing food. It will allow the state to, in turn, help all of us throughout the state, of course, us here in Butler County. So go ahead online. Again, that's on Bitly, B-I-T-L-Y, and then you could put in PA Food Needs and go from there. Teresa Miller, Secretary with the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services. Secretary Miller, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.